there aren't many wooden boat builders left. There are even fewer who can build a boat by eye, which means without using any diagrams. That's Gail McGarver's speciality, and she's won an award for it, despite only turning to woodcraft 4 years ago after deciding on a career change as she approached her 40th birthday. A sign language interpreter by trade, so I suppose she's good with her hands, Gail studied at the Lyme Regis Boat Building Academy, following which she was a trainee of the year, and she's just been awarded a Queen Elizabeth Scholarship. And that's going to allow you, Gail, to build a gig. So tell me, first of all, what type of boat a gig is.
Firstly, yes, I'm currently building a Cornish pilot gig. The Queen Elizabeth Scholarship Trust Award will actually allow me to build a boat that's smaller than a gig, called a lerret, which will enable young people to train at sea and acquire rowing skills and hopefully a connection with the sea.
So a gig is it's not a sailboat, it's a rowing boat.
It's a rowing boat, yes. So I'm currently building my second Cornish pilot gig, which is a racing rowing boat for the community. And the lerret, which I will build with the award, by eye, with a gentleman called Roy Gollop, who has that skill embedded within him, and he'll be passing on those skills to me.
So building by eye, for anyone who's attempted flat-pat furniture with instructions, this just sounds a nightmare. Where do you start?
Well, many boats are built with the assistance of designer drawings and construction plans, but there are boats of heritage that don't have those plans, and really you're relying on the knowledge of the boat builder themselves to have that skill instinctively and embedded within them through their own learning.
Because some of these boats are hundreds of years old, so the people who built them aren't around, and some of the boats are in a pretty poor shape. What do you do? Is it like archaeology? Do you go and find the old
wrecks? Essence, yes. The boat we'll be building with the scholarship award is a boat originating from 1682, and there are the remains of a boat of its type along the Dorset coast. So we will go and take the lines, as we call it, from that boat, and then construct the boat predominantly by using the naked eye.
And this little model that you've brought, yes, the real thing, brought about 32 foot, and obviously I'm holding this in my hand, so it's nothing like, but it gives me, it's a beautiful shape, isn't it? It's a lovely slender shape.
And it's a model of a Cornish pilot gig, as you say, 32 foot long.
How many people
really
would row that about?
Six rowers and a coxswain, and they look really, in essence, like a whale ship.
Yes, that's
the traditional construction really is beautiful in its elegant lines
and
its
quite
sculptural.
Light, would they be?
Very light. Their whole racing purpose was for racing, so extremely light and very thin planking.
What would that be built of?
The specification demands that it's built in elm, and the internal structure would be of oak. So the rib cage, which is all steamed in, is of oak.
And when you say it's steamed, is that you're using those old techniques?
That's right.
What, you glue it? Do you nail it?
And we've got some copper nails here that I've brought with me. I'm told that there are 4,000 copper nails in a Cornish pilot gig. I haven't counted them myself. I chose just to believe that number. So all the planks are fastened with the copper nails, the copper rivets. The glue that is used in the boat is really to join the sub plank, so to speak, to make up the whole 32 foot.
Now, I've married into a family of boat nuts, and I have to say, there's something about wooden boats that makes usually men go very misty eyed. What is it about wooden boats?
I think it has a compelling draw to most human beings. I mean, people who pass by the workshop, they can't help but come closer. They want to stroke the wood. They want to smell the wood. It's just something, I don't know, people are smitten by it.
Have you brought me a piece I can stroke?
Yes, I mean, I've got a rib here. I call it a rib in terms of its anatomical kind of alliance, but in boat building we call it a timber. That's been steamed in yesterday, and I brought you a little souvenir of it.
It feels different to the elm.
Yes.
So this is...
Yes, that's oak. That's European oak.
And it still has got the scent.
Yes, it has. And I think people are just drawn to the grain of wood, the depth of colour and the texture.
And it's
much
all
so
different,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes.
I was reading about some of the names of the wood that boat builders work with, like Alaskan yellow cedar, African Iroko, American white I don't.
That's
it's
right.
Very, very sensuous,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it is. Very sensuous. They're like a living form, and that's how people respond to them, particularly in traditional construction, because they have this, like I say, whale-like structure. People see them almost as a breathing, living form.
And what about the tools you use? You've bought in...
I brought some, yes. Yeah. I've brought what we call a dolly.
Where's that?
This is this metal instrument here, which is very heavy. And you push the back of the copper nail whilst you're beating it down with a ball peen hammer.
And you can see underneath all the marks that
That's
the nail
right.
has made.
Yes.
So could you still find these that have been used?
Very probably. I mean, that's been handmade by Roy Gollop, who I'll be working with in the autumn. And we've also got other instruments here, like a plumb bob, which you would use to centre.
Like a bullet?
Yes. You would suspend that from the ceiling when you're building the boat.
Oh, for your plumb line?
In an upright construction, yes. So there are a variety of traditional tools.
So what brought you to this? Did you suddenly wake up one day and think, oh, momentous birthday here, I've got to do something I've always wanted to do?
Well, I'd lived on boats for many years. I was working as a sign language interpreter when I first came across my first boat in Bristol Docks. I loved my work as an interpreter, so it was by no means that I was disenchanted with that work. But I embarked upon a journey on my boat to the source of the Thames. And during that journey, something within me, a voice called out to me very strongly internally that I wanted to make boats my core focus. And on my return, I read an article about the Boat Building Academy in Lyme Regis and went to pay a visit. And literally, on entering the workshop, it was like a homecoming. And so I took a leap of faith and with the generous help from the City and Guilds Bursary Award.
It's fantastic, isn't it? Because it's keeping these ancient skills going. And that's what's wonderful, isn't it? The history behind the craft as well that you're sort of being a part of and keeping going. So what would be your dream boat to build?
What I would love to do is to build an Atlantic Challenge gig, which is a larger version of the Cornish Pilot gig of 38 foot. The project of International Challenge unites young people across the nations and very much working with young people to ensure that they work together as a collective spirit. And I would like to draw them together in the construction of a Atlantic Challenge
gig. And race it across the Atlantic.
They actually meet every 2 years at different international venues and compete at those respective venues. Okay. So I would like them to compete on the water, but also
in one
construct.
Of your boats. That would be absolutely fantastic. Gail McGarver, thank you so much for coming in and bringing all those
very,
bits and bobs
very
with
welcome.
You.